Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. A beginning is the time for taking the most delicate care that the balances are correct. To begin your study of the science fiction masterpiece Dune, then, take care that you first place it in its time. Written in 1965 by Frank Herbert, do not be deceived by the fact that this book has been adapted for the screen several times over the years. For there is more to this story than could ever be seen in a cinema. And please join me over the next several weeks as we study its depths and prepare for October 22nd, when the newest attempt at adaptation will be released in theaters. "Ever sift sand through a screen?" she asked. The tangential slash of her question shocked his mind into a higher awareness. "Sand through a screen?" He nodded. "We Bene Gesserit sift people to find the humans." This is the end of one of the most iconic scenes in all of Dune. Paul Atreides, a teenager at the time, has just been subjected to, and passed, a test that signifies him as a human among animals. The test is simple. You put your hand in a box and you keep it there. As long as your hand is in the box, you will experience excruciating pain. But take it out, and you die at the hand of the Gamjabar, a poison needle that promises death as swift as the headsman's axe. More on that in another Devo. The goal is to determine how you react to pain and crisis. Do you do whatever you can to escape it like an animal, or do you endure for the chance of a more lasting solution? The latter is how the Bene Gesserit determine the potential for, in their eyes, real humans. Bene Gesserit, after all, believe, above all else, in control, both of oneself and of the future. As Christians, we understand that we too are being sifted by God. Whether you want to go with the classic Matthew 25:32, all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Or perhaps the less quoted Amos 9:9, "For I will give the command, and I will shake the people of Israel among all the nations, as grain is shaken in a sieve, and not a pebble will reach the ground." Or even Matthew 7:13-14, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the path that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life. And only if you find it. Stairway to heaven, highway to hell. The size and amount of effort required says a lot about expected traffic patterns." God is sifting those who have accepted the call to the new humanity in life through Jesus versus those who remain in the flesh and subject to all of the faults and failures associated with that. But what is the standard by which God is sifting us? The Bene Gesserit search for evidence of control is the chief trait of worthiness, but God demands a bit more from us than just that. After all, self-control is only one of 8 parts of the fruit of the Spirit. Furthermore, we can't separate them and place one above all others. It's one singular fruit, and not multiple different fruits. The evidence of the fruit of the Spirit all boils down to one thought: co-suffering love. Love that places others' needs and circumstances above our own demands for self and rights. As Philippians 2:1-4 says, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, of any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others." Paul's sifting through the test of the Gamjabar, his willingness to sit with the pain he was experiencing at the time, is merely the starting point of his hero journey. But it ultimately gives him the tools and support he needs to be victorious. Spoilers for a book that's 65 years old. So I want to encourage you to remember that compassion, our ability to sit with our pain and the pain of others for a chance for a lasting solution to it is how we are sifted and separated into the sheep and the goats. And despite what the internet may tell you, Jesus came to protect the sheep. Now, that is all the time we have for today. But if you want to hear more nerdy devos every weekday, you can hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for the Daily Nerd Devo. And until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.